Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Boys and Girls Club of Campbell County raises funds to replace failing walk-in cooler. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Boys and Girls Club of Campbell County is on a mission to replace its aging walk-in cooler, a vital piece of equipment that keeps meals fresh for the club's summer program, which serves over 350 kids daily. County 17 reported Executive Director Brittany Locken says the cooler has been with the club since at least 2014, but may date back as far as 2001. After years of patchwork repairs, technicians recently warned it's beyond saving. "Our condenser is just horrible," Locken said. "Repairs are no longer helping. We simply need to replace it." The price tag, $40,000. So far, the club has raised $16,000 and is turning to the community for help. A creative social media campaign, including parody videos featuring kids sharing their favorite club lunches, aims to raise awareness and funds. Fresh, consistent meals are key to child development, and the club hopes to keep that tradition going. To donate or learn more, visit the Boys and Girls Club of Campbell County's website. Senator Mike Lee scales back controversial public land sell-off proposal after backlash. U.S. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is dialing back a controversial plan to sell off millions of acres of public lands following widespread criticism from hunters, conservationists, and Western state leaders. Cowboy State Daily reported, originally part of the Senate's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, Lee's proposal called for the mandatory sale of 2 to 3 million acres of federal lands, but under pressure, Lee now says the revised plan would exclude U.S. Forest Service lands, limit Bureau of Land Management sales to within 5 miles of cities, protect access for farmers, ranchers, and recreational users. Lee said the changes were in response to public outcry. Still, critics remain wary. Conservation groups like the National Wildlife Federation argue there's too little time for public review before the bill could hit the Senate floor this week. They also question vague terms like freedom zones and worry about irreversible land loss. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon supports local control of public lands, but expressed concerns that Lee's proposal lacks enough safeguards for state and tribal governments. Despite Lee's attempts to scale back, hunting advocates like Muley Fanatic Foundation's Chris Steffen say there's no acceptable version of a public land sell-off. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.